This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, just that quick. I mean, you seem like we just started. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. You know what might be a good idea in the fight against this amorphous, hard-to-detect threat posed by a nihilistic, violent enemy that wants nothing more than to stage high-profile, high-casualty attacks against sovereign nations and their people? How about arming the population of those potential targets so when the enemy does manage to pull off an attack, the chances of slowing them down and limiting the carnage are increased? Why, that's such a crazy idea, it just might work. You want to know who's coming around with that way of thinking? Our assiduously anti-gun friends, the French. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve. Bernard, he said on Saturday, called on young citizens to become reservists and help boost security forces in the wake of the country's latest terror attack. France's operational reservists include French citizens with or without military experience, as well as former soldiers. I want to call on all French patriots who wish to do so to join this operational reserve. Do they get to carry guns? Around? How? Anyway. After last week's attack in Nice, the current government's coming under withering attack for its inability to prevent these atrocities, which they can't possibly prevent them. They can't. Their conclusion is to add more citizens to the operational reserve to beef up and back up the... I don't know what they call these guys. The gendarmerie? The operational reserve is currently made up of 12,000 volunteers, 9,000 of whom are within the paramilitary police, 3,000 on the regular police force. We're going to reinforce the presence of security forces across the country. He said the number of security forces deployed to protect the population was nearly 100,000. Including 53,000 police, 36,000 paramilitary police, and 10,000 soldiers. What does the operational reserve do? Glad you asked that. They are organized in about 100 company-sized units called reserve intervention units, in addition to a small number of so-called reserve specialized units of similar size. During a crisis, their duties in support of the civil authority include providing general reinforcement of public order, aiding the population in maintaining continuity of essential public services. In cases of extreme emergency, the civil authorities can also use these reserves for internal and border security, including protecting public facilities under a French anti-terrorism program known as, I'm not even going to try it, Vigipirate. Going to be joining Rosetta Stone soon, folks, in which military personnel conduct armed anti-terrorism patrols in key transportation, government, and tourist facilities. The French have come to the conclusion that more people with guns can be an effective deterrent to a dangerous enemy. Well, anyway, nothing's going to stop a determined individual or a small group from carrying out a bloody high-profile attack on civilians and other public targets. The Orlando, Fort Hood, and San Bernardino are just three notably disturbing cases in point. But one common denominator in those three terrorist attacks is that nobody had guns. None of the citizens had guns. None of the soldiers had guns. So having more armed citizens will only reduce both the likelihood and potential effectiveness of both these kinds of attacks, even if only marginally. And it's notable that even in the midst of all of this stuff that we're hearing out of the Democrats about gun control, we got to do this. I mean, it's up to us. You know, we got to have that conversation, all that stuff. In the midst of all of this, France, which has it, has exactly the they have the you know, they have the lucky charms as far as all that stuff is concerned. French are coming to a different conclusion. Although these new reservists will apparently only be carrying a weapon while in uniform. That's a bridge too far for them so far, you know, to have an armed populace. Maybe. No, I'm not going to say that. I don't know what it should be taken. I mean, at this particular point, I don't know what it would be taken. Maybe if they were to actually arm their police, too, with something besides handguns, right? Something besides handguns. But now they're making this call, wanting to get people to join the reserves. I would do it. I would do it. As a matter of fact, I would do it under the caveat that one thing, I want to be in uniform the whole time and armed. I'll be in uniform in bed, as far as that goes. But I would want to be armed. So, having said all of that, oh, gosh. France. Here's the thing about France, okay? France is a big part of NATO, and they are bombing some things over there, and they are kicking doors open in France right now. They're discovering weapons caches and everything else. And at the same time, this invites retaliation. That's why France is such a... France is low-hanging fruit for these guys. They have a reasonable expectation that they're not going to meet a lot of armed reinforcement. They're not going to meet any armed resistance going along the way. Now, here in the United States, they have to be very studious about where they go. They thought they were going to go attack a bunch of eggheads drawing, you know, cartoons of Muhammad, except those guys were protected by a fully tooled up SWAT team and one really bad boy traffic cop who killed them both so fast. So fast, he had one handgun, killed them both. They were plated up. They weren't carrying, I mean, I think there might have been one AK and a Kel-Tec Sub 2000 or something like that. I'm not sure what the weaponry was they carried. But they were there to fight, and this guy just killed him. Just quick. The SWAT team didn't get to do that much to him. Although I do think the SWAT team did fire a few rounds here and there. Any other place, though? The Orlando Pulse was picked by that guy because he knew, in his capacity, as he had assimilated in, where guns were allowed and where guns were not allowed. And he went to where guns were not allowed. And then he killed a bunch of people there because they couldn't fight back. And none of them attempted to fight back. None of them rushed him. Because it would have been over really, really quick if they had. There was enough numbers in there to thoroughly beat him half to death, or all the way to death, but it's all beside the point. Coming up on the next break, we're going to continue on with this. We're going to talk about what the Guardian says gun control should be, which is laughable. But, you know, it's good, wholesome entertainment for you and your family. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. Join them. Don't hesitate. If you're carrying a gun for self-defense, if you carry a gun in your car for self-defense, if you have a gun in the house for self-defense, call them. Join them. Go to the website, secondcalldefense.org. Do it today. Administrative note, and I'm doing this late in the show, and I'm going to do that at the beginning of every segment until the end of the show tonight. Tomorrow night's show will have guest host Zeke Stout of SDI. Zeke is a broadcaster in his own right. He has done the Talking Lead podcast before. He used to be an integral part of that, and he's going to be the guest host tomorrow. And for those of you that come to the chat room, and for those of you that come to the Google Plus Hangout and everything else, go to GCNLive.com tomorrow to catch the show with Zeke, because I don't think he's going to be putting all that stuff up. I'm just hoping that my man Ben takes good care of him. And he will, but I mean, you know, I know how Ben works. Zeke, well, Zeke's going to be good. He'll be good to go. You're going to take care of him, right? Okay. See, that's all I needed to know. That's all I needed to know. According to editorials written by Jessica Valenti of The Guardian and Amanda Marcotte of Salon, gun violence is a woman's issue, one that is driven by a sense of frustrated manhood. Both writers present gun ownership as a kind of chest dumping, a danger to women and children and to civilized society. If there were no men, there would be no danger, you see. Valenti has written plenty about guns before. She's got a lot of antipathy towards it, so it comes as no surprise to me to find her singing the praises of Pantsuit Clinton for making gun control one of the key issues of her campaign. She said, she wrote an article, Hillary Clinton knows gun violence is a women's issue. So should everyone else. Valenti tells us that women should be able to parent their children in a safe environment, and the guns create a particular risk for domestic violence. According to data she cites, women are killed more often with guns by intimate partners than with any other method. Parent was a noun when I was studying English, and Valenti's grasp of the facts isn't much better than her language usage. I'll take her numbers on domestic violence as a given, but we'll have to put them in context of total homicides in this country. The chance of being murdered is highest for black males ages 18 to 24. Women are killed at a rate that is about a quarter of that of men's and whites at around a fifth of black people. There's a demographic argument to be made on the basis of homicide data. It's that black Americans are by far the greatest risk for being killed, while women as a group have the least cause for concern, statistically speaking. In addition, making the claim that gun violence attacks a woman's reproductive rights is a bizarre attempt to muddle our thinking on this subject. Reproductive rights are concerned with a woman's ability to control her own body and by implication to have access to contraceptives and a choice regarding abortion. And, you know, whatever a person's beliefs on those questions, it's generally agreed that children have their own individual rights as separate human beings, not merely as objects covered by maternal deflector shields. Valenti's argument here would turn children into property, only as valuable as their mothers declare them to be. While Valenti presents an emotional appeal for gun control, Marcotte offers nothing but sneering, because she's British, I'm sure. Well, wait a minute, she's from Salon. I'm wrong. Excuse me. Her article, Overcompensation Nation, it's time to admit that toxic masculinity drives gun violence, wallows in hatred for men. A hatred that isn't in the slightest disguised by this fig leaf term, toxic masculinity. She insists that toxic masculinity doesn't mean all masculinity, but her examples are something other than toxic. Of something other than toxic involved the Obamacare pajama boy and moisturizers. In the latter case, it seems she hasn't read the advice of Strunk and White to use simple, unpretentious words like moisten. But then Marcotte arrogantly assumes that her vision of men and women in a nation is the only one that isn't worthy of derision. In her view, we as a country need to get past the politics of tough guy posturing and move towards a more thoughtful, inclusive society. One with more dancing and less waving guns around while talking about what a manly man you imagine yourself to be. More dancing and less waving guns around. And certainly no deciding for yourself who you are. So, in other words, do what she says or she'll call you toxic too. Not that anybody cares. I mean, people like Marcotte are often perplexed at why the rest of the world doesn't acknowledge her genius. But what we've been given by feminism, by the civil rights movement, by the gains made for LGBT Americans, and by increasing support for gun rights is the realization that each one of us as individuals has the right to make our own choices and to live our own lives without seeking permission, especially without having to seek permission of those who look down on us from some pretense of a moral pedestal. All human beings have rights, regardless of sex or gender identity, and those rights aren't subject to anybody's approval. Well, you don't defend the rights of some when you attack or curtail the exercise of rights by others. Gains for women do not have to mean losses for men. We don't live in a zero-sum world. The more human beings who have full participation in the blessings of a free society, the safer we are. And, you know, ladies, you know, Marcotte, Valenti, here's what I would say. Here's what I would say to you. If you want to fight the fights, because there are fights that have to be fought, get out there and lead the way, ladies, please. Get out your e-tool and dig the fighting position and get in there, you know, chest high, and get ready to swap fire, because they most surely will be coming over the hill at you. And stand your ground, by all means. Fight. Get ready to do some dragging. I hope you can drag some of your comrades out of the way when they get shot, because some will. Maybe you will, and you'll want somebody to be able to drag you out of the way. Playing this game of cutting down one group for the promise of raising another up just isn't going to work. It just isn't going to work. For women to have equal rights, people like Marcotte and Valenti need to fade away. Because going by their version, that means that if you're not doing what they say, well, you're part of the problem too. But hating men just for being men, I don't know how that plays. I don't know how that plays. I got plenty of people I don't like, and it has nothing to do with their gender. It has something more to do with what they do and what they say and what they are. In any event, we're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. This definitely is Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Today, How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Washington. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't taken the time to join them yet, please do that for your own well-being. Join Second Call Defense. I have a $20 plan. $20, I can find $20 just about my couch. Okay? In Obama's world, $20 is not that expensive. And another reminder, tomorrow night is going to be Zeke Stout, Sonoran Desert Institute. He's going to be the guest host. And if you normally listen at the in the Lock and Load chat room or Google Plus or at Ammo Land, won't be up there tomorrow. Go to GCN Live tomorrow to do that. Zeke's gonna turn and burn. What do you mean, let's go back to Friday? The juices are flowing now. Like this little incident here. Remember this cat's name. This guy's name is, what is this cat's name? Scott Stringer. He's the comptroller of New York City. This is a guy who, in the name of moral outrage, has snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. Because the board of the New York City Employees Retirement System voted Thursday to divest the funds holdings in companies that sell firearms. Now, that sounds pretty stupid just on the onset, okay? But it gets better than that. Now, Scott Stringer said in a statement, "We've seen too much violence from guns to continue to stand idly by, and as fiduciaries, we have a responsibility to protect our investments in the people of our city. So let's look at these losers that they have divested themselves from. Walmart, Big Five Sporting Goods Corp, Cabela's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Those low-yield losers have been kicked to the curb, and they will no longer sully that pension fund thingy." The pension valued at $54.5 billion. Stringer said this. See, here's, this is malfeasance of office. This is why I'm laughing, because I'm almost certain that the actual members paying into the pension fund, that, you know, the pension fund is their, you know, their life after they retire is dependent upon their pension fund, is they're sitting back going, what have you done, you idiots? Scott Stringer says this vote sends a strong signal across the country that government can take tangible steps to help reduce the number of guns on our streets and make progress towards ending the epidemic of gun violence. That is the stupidest statement I've ever heard anybody ever make based upon the actions he took. They sold the stock. That means that somebody bought it. So somebody else owns it now. Okay? They have committed malfeasance of office because they have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that their clients' money is protected. Yeah. And Walmart, Cabela's, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Big Five Sporting Goods Corp, whoever they are, I've never heard of them, are, I would imagine that sounds like a pretty impressive block of businesses to be invested in because they sell guns. They also sell other things as well. You know, I can go, well, no, somebody knows what they're doing can go down the soap aisle of any, they can go into any grocery store and come out with the makings of a rudimentary incendiary device. You get that, right? You get that. You understand that the weapon is the mind. Getting out there and looking at somebody that sells some of the tools, some of the firearm tools. Let's not make any mistake about that. There are people that get killed with claw hammers all the time and axe handles and all kinds of other things. Stringer saying that this is going to reduce gun violence and takes the number of guns off of our streets is the stupidest thing I've ever heard anybody make based upon this action. This isn't even gun control. This is stupidity. This is getting out there. Guns and the gun industry is up 158%. It's booming. And, you know, even Barack Obama is invested in it to a certain degree via one of his pension funds. But now New York Mayor Bill de Blasio submitted this resolution to divest the city's police pension fund from gun makers that produce assault weapons and high-capacity magazines for the civilian market. Now, the managers of San Francisco's employee retirement system sought to divest themselves in the wake of the other horrific mass shootings, but last month decided not to take that action. Probably because that's a lot of money they're throwing. That's a lot of money they're just knocking clean off the table. It's a pretty stupid move. It's a really stupid move. Then we have this little bit. We have BB&T. Now, I've been involved, not me personally, my wife was, but BB&T apparently is a crusader now because they've decided to end their role, or they turned down a public challenge to end their role in lending or arranging capital for firearms manufacturers. This also coming out of New York. Letita James, a public advocate for the city of New York, sent a letter on June 16th to the chief executives of BB&T and five other financial institutions asking them to end their financial banking of Six Hour out of New Hampshire. U.S. law enforcement officials say that Six Hour, the MCX, was the gun used in Orlando, and this was apparently the part of the impetus behind this. the other banks that she cited are Berkshire Bank, Citizens Financial Group, People's United Bank, Regions Financial Corp, and TD Bank. Kelly King, BB&T chairman and chief executive, sent James a three-paragraph letter on June 20th. The first paragraph was dedicated to expressing shock and heartbreak about the senseless attack. He wrote, "Gun violence is indeed a serious issue, and public safety is paramount." The six banks loaned Six Hour $178 million in loans and a credit line to privately for expansion initiatives, according to James' office. SIG did about $600 million in sales last year. He wrote, "The decision." James wrote, "Your decision to provide financing to Six Hour to collect payment in return has consequences. The decision to transact business with the gun industry raises concerns regarding the risk analysis and decision-making processes employed by your firm. So they're basically saying that we won't do business with you, and I'm like, big deal. I have a better idea. I think all of these, all these banks need to be looking at these states like New York that gets out there and see, this is the reason we have the Commerce Clause, the often maligned Commerce Clause. And here's New York trying to sort of abuse it and get out there and tell these companies who they can and can't do business with. And that's none of their damn business, to be honest with you. All these banks should get together and say, you know what, let's close off credit going to New York State. Let's see how they like that. Let's just shut that down instead. And then we'll shut that down, and then they won't have to worry about coming after us individually or threatening us individually because we're just not going to do business in New York. And then New York can grow their own grow their own banks and maybe try to finance themselves. But, you know, going after all of these, a lot of places are moving out of the Northeast because of financial considerations. So none of their damn business. I mean, please, just leave it alone. Leave it alone! Could you? Coming up on the last break, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube, performance made in USA Studio. This is Walking Loads, and I'm going to get in 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're not a card-carrying member, you should be. If you have a gun, if you carry a gun, you should be. This is the card you should be carrying, Second Call Defense. Last time I'm going to get a chance to mention it, tomorrow night, Zeke Stout of SDI. He will be your guest host. I've never done a guest host. We're going to be trying that out, see how it works. Zeke is a broadcaster in his own right, and I'm sure he will bring a good show. The best way and only way to catch it tomorrow night will be GCNLive.com. Now then, United States Senator Edward Markey, feeling his oats currently, penned a public letter to the company Facebook requesting a detailed accounting of steps it has made to eliminate the sales of guns and ammunition through the site and its popular photo-sharing platform, Instagram. This came behind media reports that Mika Johnson, the Texas man suspected of killing, well, he wasn't suspected, he was the guy who did it, killed five police officers in Dallas, bought a gun in 2014 from someone he met through Facebook. Now, there's a big difference between meeting somebody through Facebook and buying a gun. But bear with me. Now, in an open letter addressed to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who is not exactly what I would call a conservative chap, and Instagram CEO Kevin Systrom, Markey asked them to explain why his own staff was still able to identify guns for sale on the social media platforms despite their recent ban on gun sales. He writes, "I remain deeply concerned that gun sales on Facebook and Instagram are sales posted online but negotiated and concluded offline, may circumvent or violate state and federal laws, resulting in numerous unlawful sales of handguns, assault weapons, and other firearms. We want all communities, whether online or offline, to be safe for their members. I continue to urge Facebook and Instagram to adopt safe business practices and prohibit postings for firearm sales." In January, Facebook put that in place. But according to Forbes, they found that the ban's impact was limited as pages dedicated to the buying and selling of guns remained active and gun sales thrived. That's because those can only be reported by other people. They don't have enough people. They have gotten as big as they wanted to be, which is fairly ubiquitous, and there's no way to police that. So, you know, the revelation that Johnson used Facebook to coordinate the purchase of one of his own guns has reignited this debate. Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, gave Facebook 2 weeks to respond to the letter, although the company isn't required to do so. I, myself, would like to... We'll talk about my reply to the letter. He raised a slew of questions in the letter related to both Facebook's recent ban on gun sales and their 2014 policy changes, which restricted access by minors to pages where gun sales were common and required users to follow all local and state laws when selling firearms, among other things. In Texas, like most states, gun owners are not required to conduct background checks when selling a gun privately. So his questions included, are Facebook and Instagram users still able to post content in furtherance of gun sales, photos, messages, and group status updates on personal pages? What steps did Facebook and Instagram take to implement Facebook's 2014 announced policy change intended to address gun sales? Between 2014, when Facebook announced policy changes intended to address gun sales, and early 2016, when they announced it would ban gun sales on its platform, how many Facebook and Instagram users attempted to post content in furtherance of a gun sale? Since the beginning of 2016, has Facebook shut down any groups or accounts promoting or facilitating gun sales? Okay. Anybody out there that has a pen and paper, please get ready to write, because we're going to send the letter. I'm going to help Mark Zuckerberg out here. Dear pretentious, overreaching, pompous Senator Markey, first things first, guns are legal in the United States to buy. There are some people that cannot buy them. It is not my job running a social media platform to police the world and make sure that they're not buying them. Rather, that is your job, and you seem to be failing at it. However, in reply to your query and your demands, giving us 2 weeks to reply to you, let me start with this. If you ever write another letter to me like this, I will take some of my considerable billions and I will buy the next election, just so long as somebody besides you gets elected into your office. However, I digress. Facebook is a social media site. We are not in the business of regulating content. There's some content we regulate, and however, there's other content that you've been really good about promoting, like, this war on cops that we've left up there, boasting that it does not violate our terms of service. We have been attacking conservative sites, but they're just everywhere, and it's hard to find all of them. Private groups can do whatever they want because they're private. They're not in the public eye, and it takes somebody to report them in order for us to take action against them, to throw them off of Facebook. And since they're private and they're not offending anybody, well, it's not happening. Because we have gotten out there and telegraphed our intention to be anti-gun, they have gone underground. They have figured out ways, just like every other time you impose gun control, and there's no way for us to keep up with it. Our users are who we rely on to flag individual gun sale posts. The success of this approach has been limited. If you believe that you can intimidate me, a billionaire who actually had an idea, created business, created jobs, against you, a bureaucrat who's well past your prime, well past your sale date, and you're just trying to make splashes here and there, well, you're drowning as you try to swim upriver, old man. We have acquiesced to the moms demand attention for gun sense in America. We have caved to everybody out there. We have one engineer here that we actually like named Chuck Rossi. And he's helped organize a secret group for gun page administrators whose pages have been banned from the site. And those groups were later brought back online, thanks in part to Rossi's help. And to some of them, gun sales continue unabated. However, Chuck has proved his value to us, and we have kept him on despite this. You, however, Senator, are just a pompous windbag. Although we do not wish you any ill will, when you do pass away, we will come to your funeral to make sure you are the man in the box. If you consider this to be hate speech, well, perhaps we need to take a look at your Facebook profile and maybe ban you, since you seem to be out there thinking that the First Amendment is something that you can manipulate and shape like so much silly putty. I've tried to be like you. And I have failed. I am a creator. I have created jobs. I have created money. All you create is a bunch of lies. Thank you for your interest in Facebook. I will be paying close attention to the next time you are reelected. I haven't given a lot of money to the conservative causes, but then again, they don't get out there and threaten me. I may have to take a second look at this. Sincerely, founder, CEO, president, all master being of time, space, and dimension, Mark Zuckerberg. Hugs, kisses, hugs, kisses, hugs, kisses. There's no way a senator should be threatening any businesses out there. Although I know that's the way it is. I know that happens all the time. I would be targeting them. Because you know what a senator really likes? They like being a senator. Once again, tomorrow night, guest host Zeke Stout, SDI. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.